Hi, moguls. Welcome to part three, the Emerald Tablets of Thought. So we're going to just jump right in. Oh, yeah. Please take a second to download the podcast. If you'd like to donate, PayPal, anonymous content, or PayPal, petcarebuddies@gmail.com. Any of your downloads will help, or subscribe to our YouTube channel. So we are on chapter six, The Key of Magic. So we were talking about dark and light, and he keeps saying, look upward, look to the light. So thoughts, listen, this is very interesting. Dark is the way the Dark Brothers travel. Dark with a darkness, not of the night. Traveling and earth, they walk through man's dream. So there, he's saying these dark energy, whatever, I don't know how to recap it, but just saying these dark energy, dark people, whatever you want to say, they can go into a man's dream while he's sleeping, into a man's mind space. These Dark Brothers can go in it. So, so this is very interesting. So he gives a recipe or a solution. So he says, listen, oh man, and he, yet this wisdom, even as darkness, so is the light. So he basically says, the light always conquers the dark. So I want to go into where he says. So he says, listen, O man, to he who comes to you, but weighing in the balance of his words, be of light. For many there are who walk in dark brightness and yet are not the children of light. Easy it is to follow their pathway. Easy is to follow the path that they lead. But yes, O man, heed ye my warning. Light comes only to him who strives. Hard is the path that leads to wisdom. Hard is the path that leads to light. Many shall ye find the stones in your pathway. Many the mountains to climb toward the light. Yet know ye, O man, to him that overcometh, free will he be of the pathway of light. Follow yet not the Dark Brothers ever. So he gives you a warning. Do not follow these Dark Brothers. He calls them Dark Brothers. Always be a child of the light. For know ye, O man, in the end, light must conquer. And darkness and night be banished from light. Listen, O man, and heed ye this wisdom. Even as darkness, so is the light. When darkness is banished and all days are rendered, out there shall flash from the darkness the light. Even as exists among men the Dark Brothers, so they exist of the brothers of light. So there's Dark Brothers and Light Brothers. Antagonists they be of the brothers of darkness, seeking to free men from the night. Powers have they, mighty and potent. So they're very powerful. Knowing the law, the planets obey, work that they ever in harmony and in order, freeing the man's soul from its bondage of night, secret and hidden, walk they also. Know not that they are the children of men, yet know that they ever they walk with thee, showing the way to the children of men ever have. They fought the Dark Brothers, conquered and conquering time without end, yet always light shall in the end be master. Light shall be master, driving away the darkness of night. Amen, knowing ye this knowing, always beside thee walk the children of light. So he keeps saying, go to the light, go to the light, go to the light. Masters they of the sun power, yet ever seen, yet the gardens of men open to all is their pathway, open to he who will walk in the light. Free are they of the dark amenti, free of the halls where life reigns supreme. Sons they are they, the lords of the morning, children of light to shine among them. Like men are they, and yet are unlike, never divided are they in the past. One have they been in oneness eternal throughout all space since the beginning of time. Up did they come in oneness, and the all one up from the first space formed and unformed. Given to man have they secrets that shall guard and protect him from all harm. He would travel the path of a master. Free must he be from the bondage of night. Conquer must he from the formless and shapeless. Conquer must he the phantom of fear, knowing must he gain from all secrets, travel the pathway that leads through the darkness, yet ever before him keep the light of his gold. Obstacles great shall he meet on the pathway, yet press to the light of the sun. Hear ye, O man. Hear thee, O man. So he's going to give us the secret. So this is really interesting. Now I give I the secrets, how to meet the dark power, meet and conquer the fear from the night. Only by knowing can ye conquer, only by knowing can ye have light. So he's going to give these secrets. Now I give unto thee the knowledge known to the masters, the knowing that the conquerors all the dark fears. Use this, the wisdom I give thee. Masters thou shalt be of the brothers of night. So this is really interesting. It's kind of like when people say the power of the subconscious mind and your talk. Like, we have automatic thoughts that are programmed. They're just thoughts that just go though. If we don't control our thoughts, then they will just keep thinking without us. And like, anytime someone irritates us or something, you might have these thoughts that are the opposite of loving and positive. So really control your thoughts. Like, I'm loving all. Oh, if you get that emotion where someone, you know, is opposite of good and kind, just try to just keep yourself on the path. I'm good. All is well in my world. I am grateful that I'm rich and successful. I'm grateful I have unlimited wealth, unlimited health, happiness, wholeness, success, prosperity, youthfulness, beauty, love, joy, fun. I'm grateful for my beautiful home I just bought with plenty of money to maintain it each and every month. I am successful. I have contracts and jobs, and I'm getting paid, and I have partnerships, and I'm a best-selling author. I'm a top film producer. I'm an owner of gold mines and copper mines. I have contracts and deals. Positive. I have health and wholeness. I have an unlimited health. I am happy. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I'm enjoying life. Everything's going my way. I'm loving all, and all loving me. All is well in my world. So when unto thee there comes a feeling drawing thee near to the dark gate, examining thine heart, and find if the feeling thou hast come from within. So find out if this dark feeling is coming from within. If thou shalt find the darkness, thine own thoughts, banish them forth from place in their mind. So as soon as you have a dark thought, something that's not positive, that like you can't forgive somebody, and somebody is, you know, just the opposite of kind to you, the opposite of nice to you, somebody at work or a friend or a landlord or anything in business or friends or family is the opposite of being kind and nice to you. These dark thoughts, banish them immediately. So we really have to banish these thoughts. We need to be a practitioner of banishing any dark thoughts and instantly replacing them with positive light, positive thoughts for our benefit, for you to win, for me to win, for me to win in my life. I have to banish all my dark thoughts, replace them with good, loving, healthy, healing, beautiful thoughts. Just saying those words. I am loving. I am grateful that I have money. I'm grateful I have unlimited joy. I'm grateful I have all my cars paid off. I'm grateful I have three houses, with my vacation home, my summer home, and my home where I do most of my business. I can go on vacations every year by first class airplanes and stay in 5-star hotels and have money and just sound so much funner and livelier and light and harmonious and balanced. And I'm so grateful that I just bought my first sanctuary, and I have like, I'm protecting the wolves and the foxes and the tigers and the lions and the elephants and all those animals that really need our help. And we bought saving the rainforest and buying land and growing fruit. Doesn't that just sound better than like focus on these dark thoughts? No, get rid of them, banish them. Bam, 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 bam is what this is, in my opinion, saying. Like all these, we've heard it over and over, the power of the subconscious mind and all these people that are trying to tell you this stuff, but he just breaks it down. Whenever there comes a feeling drawing into the dark gate and into your heart, and you find the feeling that has come within, if you shall find the darkness, thine own thoughts, banish them forth from thy place in thy mind. Just do it. Send through the body a wave of vibration. There you go again. Harmony, waves of vibration, music, irregular first and regular second, repeating time after time until free. Start the wave force in thy brain center, direct in the waves from thine head to thy foot. So is that kundalini? Is that yoga? Is that dancing? Is that, what is that? So basically that's the formula. So if you have these dark feelings, banish them immediately from your mind. Send them through the body in a wave of vibration, irregular first and regular second, repeating time after time until free. Start the wave force in the brain center. Is that the brain, the temple, your temples, your brain? Is it your gut brain? Is it your solar plexus? Direct it in waves from thine head to thy foot. So I don't know what that means. Do you know what it means? What do you think that means? If you can figure out vibration. Send through the body a wave of vibration. Okay, so maybe you can just say it. I send my body a wave of vibration. I send through my body a wave of vibration. I send through my body a wave of vibration. I banish all dark thoughts, all negative thoughts, all ill will thoughts, anything of ill health, disease, anything that's not positive, of good or loving or joyful. I banish all these dark negative thoughts, all of them. I send forth a wave through my body. The wave force will start in my brain center, and I direct my wave force from my brain center to from the top of my head throughout my body, my heart, my stomach, my buttocks, my legs, my knees, my shins, to my foot. So I direct the waves from thy head to thy foot. So I would just repeat what it says. What do you think? But if thou findest thine heart is not darkened, but sure that thy force is directed to thee, only by knowing can thou overcome it. Only by wisdom can they hope to be free. No, knowledge brings wisdom, and wisdom is power. Attain, and ye shall have power over all. Seek ye first a place bound with darkness. Place ye a circle around about thee. Stand erect in the midst of a circle, using thou this formula, and thou shalt be set free. Raise thou thy hands to the dark space above thee. Close thine eyes and draw in the light. Call to the spirit of light through the space-time, using these words, and thou shalt be free. So they're saying put a circle around you. It reminds me of these Hollywood movies, right? So this is what he said. Fill thou my body with spirit of light. Come from the flower that shines through the darkness. Come from the halls where the seven lords rule. Name them by name, I, the seven. 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9. By their names, I call them to aid me. Free me and save me from the darkness of night. Untanas, Kortas, Chadal, and Guayana. Hurtle, Saventa, and Ardal. By their names, I implore thee, free me from the darkness and fill me with light. So I'm going to repeat what he said. So this says, place a circle around you, stand erect in the middle of the circle. So you have to stand. So draw a circle around you. You got chalk. Chalk. You can make a chalk circle. And then you stand with your hands raised. You have closed eyes. So you got to probably memorize this. So you're standing with your hand raised and call to the spirit of light for the space-time using these words. So I'm going to repeat it. Fill thou my body with spirit of light. Come from the flower that shines through the darkness. Come from the halls where the seven lords rule. Name them by name, I, the seven, 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9. By the names I call them to aid me, free me, and save me from the darkness of night. Bring me good things. And their names, help me with the names. Yintanas, Quertas, Chaital, and Guayana, and Hurtal, Semvata, Ardal. By their names I implore thee, free me from darkness and fill me with light. I'll say it one more time so it'll be in your consciousness. Stand there in the circle with your hands raised, your eyes closed. Fill thou my body with the spirit of light. Come from the flower that shines through the darkness. Come from the halls where the seven lords rule. Name them by name, I, the seven. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. By their names I call them to aid me. Free me and save me from the darkness of night. Yintanas, Kortas, Chotal, and Guayana, Gertal, and Semfata, Ardal. By their names I implore thee. Free me from darkness and fill me with light. Know ye, O man, that when ye have done this, ye shall be free from the fetters that bind ye. Cast off their bondage of the brothers of night. See yet not the names have the power to free by vibration the fetters that bind. Use them at need to free though thine brothers, so that he too may come forth from the night. Though, O man, art my brother's helper, let him not lie in the bondage of night. Now unto thee I give my magic. Take it and dwell on the pathway of light. Light unto thee, life unto thee, sun may thou be on the cycled above. So he's free. He just freed us with his magic. That's really cool. So let's see if it works. All our moguls here. Do you want to go a little bit more? I hope I'm reading it. You know, I do children's voiceovers, so I hope I'm reading this and it's helping you. So Emerald Tablet 5, 6, 7, the seven lords. Hark you, O man, and listen to my voice. Open the mind space. and drink my wisdom. Dark is the pathway of light that ye travel. May the pitfalls that lie in thy way seek ye ever to gain wisdom. Attain it and shall be in the light way. Open thy soul, O man, to the cosmos, and let it flow in as one with the soul. Light is eternal, darkness is fleeting. Seek ye ever, O man, for the light. Know ye that ever as light fills thy being, darkness of thee shall soon disappear. Open thy soul to the brothers of brightness. Let them enter and fill thee with light. Lift up thine eyes to the light of the cosmos. Keep, though, ever thy face to the goal. Only by gaining the light of all wisdom art thou with one with infinite goal. Seek ye ever to oneness eternal. Seek ye ever to the light of the goal. So this seems to be the goal, the brothers of brightness. I truly don't understand, like, seek the light. Like, are you supposed to be good? Stay in the bright path? Just do good? Just look at the sunshine? Light is infinite and light is finite. Separate only by darkness and man. Seek ye to rend the veil of darkness. Bring thou together the light into one. What do you guys think? Hear ye, O man, list to my voice, singing the song of light and of life. Throughout all space, life is prevalent, encompassing all with its banners of flame. Seek ye forever in the veil of darkness. Somewhere ye shall surely find light, hidden and buried, lost to man's knowledge. Deep in the finite and infinite exists, lost but existing, flowing through all things, living in all is the infinite brain. In all space, there's only one wisdom. Though seeming divided, it is one in the one. All that exists comes forth from the light, and the light comes from forth from the all. So it's like one conscious is what they say. We're all part of the one. We're a reflection of one. We're a divine spark of one. Interesting. What do you think? Everything created is based upon order. Law rules a space where the infinite dwells. Fourth equilibrium came the great cycles, moving in harmony toward infinite. So they say everything's orderly with harmonious. It's a mathematical equation. It's energy. It's vibration. It's light. What do you think? Know ye, O man, that far from space-time, infinite itself shall pass in the change. Hear ye and list to the voice of wisdom. Know that all is all evermore. Know that through time thou may pursue wisdom and find evermore light in the way. I, though, shall find that ever receding thy goal shall elude thee from day to day. Long time ago in the halls of Menti, I thought stood before the Lord of the cycles. Mighty they are in the respect of power and might. They are the wisdom unveiled. Led by the dweller, first I did see them, but afterwards free was I of their presence, free to enter the conclave at will. Oft did I journey down the dark pathway into the hall where the light ever glows. Learned I of the master cycles, wisdom brought from the cycles above us, knowing knowledge brought from infinity's awe. Many of the questions I asked of the lords of the cycles. Great was the wisdom they gave me. Now unto thee I give of this wisdom, drawn into the flames of infinity's fire. Deep in the hall, in the dark hall, sit the seven units of consciousness from cycles above. Manifest they in the cycle as guide of man to the knowledge of all. Seven are they mighty in power, speaking of these words through me to the man. Time after time stood before them, listening to the words that came not with sound. Once they said unto me, O man, wouldst thou gain wisdom? Seek for it in the heart. So he's going to now talk about these seven. I'm just waiting for my computer to give me the next page. Technical difficulties, right? So here we are trying to learn the seven, and it's like this page, my computer is all right. Well, we'll have to continue later. But it's really good that we got that one prayer, how to get rid of the darkness from the dark brothers. So I like that a lot. All right. Okay. Formless am I to the light soul, formless yet shining with light. Know I the bonds of darkness must shatter and fall before light. Now give I this wisdom, free ye may be, O man, in living in light and in brightness. Turn not thy face from light. Thy soul dwells in the realmness of brightness. Ye are the child of the light. Turn thy thoughts inward and not outward. Find thou the light soul within. Know that thou art the master. All else is brought from within. Grow thou the realms of brightness. Hold thou thy light on the light. Know that you are one with the cosmos, a flame and a child of the light. Now to thee I give warning. Let not the thought turn away. Know that the brightness flows through the body for an A. Turn not to the dark brightness that comes from the brothers of black. But keep thine eyes ever lifted, thy soul in tune with the light. Take you this wisdom and heed it. Listen to my voice and obey. Follow the pathway to brightness, and thou shalt be one in the way. So yeah, it's like he's like, you know, always the light, the energy, the sunshine. Seems very good. All right, so we're going to end it there. Everyone have a great day.